News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Flues, hot ashes and soot were the top cause of fires recorded last year. That's according to new data compiled by the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management in the Department of Housing. And joining us now to discuss this is Ben Woodhouse, Acting Chief Fire Officer with Carlow County Council. Good morning to you, Ben. Does this come as a surprise to you? Chimney fires, flues, etc. These are things most people have in their homes. They are the main source, aren't they?
They are. The statistics show that they're the lead cause of fires that we've responded to in the statistics collated in 2024. But if you don't mind, just before we start, I just want to sympathise and empathise with any family members who have lost loved ones in fires, and also acknowledge the fantastic work the firefighters do across Ireland when they respond to these incidents with their vehicles, their equipment and their specialist training. And sometimes it's not a positive outcome, as we can discuss from about the fire fatalities recorded in 2024.
Of course, and absolutely you're right to offer the condolences. But just in terms of, I suppose, the substance of what's come out in this, that it is things like soot, it is things like chimney fires. Some of that would be preventable. Isn't that the case, Ben?
Yes, definitely. So chimney fires are a lead cause, which are preventable through proper maintenance and cleaning regimes and having them inspected. In addition to other high causes, which were led to malicious fires of rubbish burning, we also saw a high number of electrical wiring and equipment, cooking and heating appliances, and smoking materials that were recorded as causes of fire in the statistics in 2024. Also, 25 people, unfortunately, lost their lives in fires across Ireland in 2024. 21 of these, so 84%, was the age group of 55 and above. So the average was 69 years of age. And 11 of those 25 had no smoke alarm, and 13 others had a smoke alarm present, but it wasn't working. So when we look at these stats, we need to look at trends and how we can then engage with these trends. So the fires we're finding for the fatalities, they're occurring in domestic settings, in houses, apartments. And how are they caused? The causes we've discussed, chimneys, cooking and heating appliances, electrical wiring and appliances, and smoking materials. And who is most likely to be affected? And it's of the category of 55 years and above. And as I mentioned, it was the average of 69 years of age last year recorded as fire fatalities. And these people are generally living on their own, and they can occur more so in the winter months as well. So they're the trends we've seen from the stats, and that's the profile that we'd like to engage with.
Is the bottom line, the message that you want to get out this morning for listeners is maintain your heating system, for example. So if you use a fire, have your chimney swept. Make sure that your carbon monoxide and your smoke alarms are in place. And sort of be fire savvy. Is that the message?
Yeah, that is important. But the most important message I'd like to get out is the ownership and maintenance of smoke alarms. Smoke alarms are lifesavers. They are to be appropriately sited, minimum two in a property, landing and hallway, generally on escape routes. They can fit more, of course, that they're maintained, tested, and that people have an escape plan as well.
Okay.
I've been to another instance myself where people say, I never thought it happened to me. Fire does not discriminate. It doesn't choose who it affects.
Sure.
So it's really important they maintain their
smoke alarm. So know if you're going to go out the front door or the back door or a window or what have you. Maybe lastly, I know when I was a kid in particular, Ben, my parents used to go out and unplug everything. They'd unplug the telly and they'd unplug this, that and the other around the house before we all went to bed as a sort of a fire prevention thing. Is that necessary? I'm not sure that people still do it, but is it necessary?
That's what we'd refer to as a bedtime routine. So before people go to bed at night and obviously go to sleep, that they do switch off appliances not designed to stay on. For example, we have more e-bikes and e-scooters being charged, that they're switched off, they're not charged overnight, and most definitely not to be charged in escape routes and hallways, closing domestic doors and keeping your escape route clear, and having a phone in the bedroom at night and knowing your air code are all important matters. People can get further advice from the local fire authorities. We offer a home safety check scheme and smoke alarm fitting scheme, and they can look at www.fireirelands.ie. On the Contact Us page, they can register for free smoke alarms. And if I can just ask people to check in on their older relatives and neighbours, because the it's the older generation that we're finding are becoming fire fatalities, unfortunately, living alone. So there's lots of information out there for people to learn from.
Thank you so much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Ben Woodhouse there, Acting Chief Fire Officer with Carlow County Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.